Like many of you, due to the recent ice storm, I was stuck at home since the office was closed for 2 days. And when I was at home, I had to find something to do outside of reading because I was getting bored at reading after a while. So I start to search Apple TV and begin to find the Justice League. Who in here have watched the Justice League? Oh, okay. Some of you did. If you haven't, you can watch it. It has Batman in there and Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and The Flash, and all your favorite superheroes. And in the Justice League, of course, with any recent comic movies, it's all about the good guy fighting invasion, the good guy fighting against evil. But in one, there's one particular person that's really intrigued me because she was the one who kind of tied the story together. And that person is Lois Lane. Who is Lois Lane? The wife of Superman. Okay, Lois Lane. And let me quote. I like her stuff so much that I rewind it several times to write it down. I know I'm a nerd, but what can I do? Okay, she said in the Justice League, "This is what we know. The world has grown dark. And while we have reasons to fear, we have the strength not to. There are heroes among us to remind us that only from fear comes courage. That only from darkness can we truly feel the light." And I find that so relatable now with what's going on in recent times. As if it hurt my heart to see innocent children and people getting killed. And what's going on in our own society, in our own nation, in our own backyard. It hurts me, it sickens me, and it seems like the world has grown dark. Even though we have reasons to give up, as if it's going to get worse, we have the strength not to. Because there are heroes among us. You are heroes. To remind us that only from fear come knowledge. Because fear binds us, fear strengthens us, but only courage is the ability to go beyond the fear, beyond the negativity, in order to spring forward and do what is right. And that only from darkness can we truly feel the light. And what is this light? This light for us as Christians is God. In the darkest of our times, in the storms, in the trials, in the hardship, we have to know that the light is there, that God is there. And darkness cannot vindicate. Then darkness cannot win over the light. And of course, our world is going to become more violent as we turn away from God. But even in the storm, even in the trials, we had to do God's will. In the first reading today, we recall the story of Abraham, who was called to do the most unimaginable things ever, to sacrifice his only son. But he was obedient to God. In his obedience, he was justified. He was justified because he was completely obedient and opened his heart to God. Of course, God did not ask him to kill his only son, but God asked him to lead him into the storm, lead him into the darkness, that even in the storm, even in the darkness, God is present and his will is made known to us. And we heard in the second reading today, St. Paul said, if God is with us, then who can be against us? If God is with us, who can be against us? And God is with us, and he has shown his love for us by the giving his only begotten son for us, for the salvation of the world. So if God is with us, then who can be against us? And that, if God is with us, and he is the light, he is our power, he is our strength, then we can say to the world that we choose to follow what God had given to us, and we choose to become heroes. And in other words that come from Lois Lane, There are heroes among us, not to make us feel smaller, but to remind us what makes us great. Courage makes us great. True heroes are not people who are willing to put down others' people so that they get what they want. True heroes are not there to make us feel smaller, but to remind us that our humanity, our strength, our foundation comes from something greater, that the darkness could never taken that away from us. And today, in the gospel reading today, we hear of the account of the transfiguration, where the Lord Jesus transfigured in front of the apostles in order to show them who he is, the true begotten Son of God. And this transfiguration was not a show of power, but a show of who he truly is, the begotten Son of God, who will, in a few weeks, give himself up for us on the cross. And that's why he asked the apostles not to make known this transfiguration until he is risen from the dead. His true glory is not in the manipulation, the power, or the achievement of this world. His true glory and his power come from the gifts of giving himself to others. Jesus Christ died for us, and by his own death had given us life. So we have to ask ourselves, in the midst of evil, in the midst of all the things that go on now, or we continue to be stricken by fears and say, forget about it? Or will we choose courage to go beyond those fears in order to give the gifts of ourselves and to build up this society and to transform it, to heal it, and to help one another along the journey toward God? We have two choices: to be stricken by fears and react with fears, or we can choose to be courageous and rise above the fears in order to help one another by the gift of ourselves to build a better world, to build a better society, to build a better foundation of who we are by being children of God. And how can we build a society that is truly worthy of God and worthy of what we're called to be? We hear in the gospel reading the secret: this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. It has to begin with prayer. Before we do anything, it had to begin with prayer. We have to listen to what Jesus Christ speaks to us. In our prayer, we know who God is, who we are, and what we're called to be. It has to begin with prayer. It had to begin with the truth. It had to begin with our relationship with God. And from that relationship, from that prayer, from that power, from that source, from that courage, we are spring forth, and we have the power to be who we are called to be, children of God, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and instrument of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I will end my homily with what Lois Lane has said at the end of the movie. And I will end it by asking you not to be fearful in these dark times, but to have courage, because each and every one of us are called to be heroes, to be heroic by the laying down of our lives for the greater good of all, by turning ourselves to God and let his truth guide us. And so I quote Lois Lane: darkness. The true darkness is not the absence of light, but the conviction that light will never return. But the light always returns to show us things that are familiar. Home, family, in fields entirely new or overlooked. It shows us new possibilities and challenges us to pursue them. This time, the light shone on heroes coming out of the shadows, that we won't be alone again. Our darkness, once a thief, and seemed to swallow up all hope. But these heroes were here the whole time to remind us that hope is real, that you can see it. All you have to do is look up into the sky.